Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Front of the Irish Independent, Ireland's Olympic heroes Mona McSharry and Daniel Whiffen showing off their precious medals, which they won. And one would feel sorry for poor Daniel Whiffen. He got an amazing run at things. He got a gold. He had hoped to get a second gold. It transpired that he got a bronze. But hey, fantastic achievement by him and so many of the other athletes. It doesn't end there. Kelly Harrington, she's going to be boxing tonight in her final. There's an expectation that she will win gold, and I'm sure the weight and support of the whole country will be behind her. As far as I know, that bout gets underway at round about 10 o'clock tonight. Main lead in the Indo this morning, McEntee frustrated over soft sentences for violent abusers. This is Helen McEntee airing her frustration about some sentences handed down by the Irish courts to violent men, saying the punishment has not always matched the crime. This is probably a follow-on from a piece yesterday in the Indo, as part of an extended interview with the Minister for Justice. Yesterday she was talking about seeking some sort of guidance from the AG in relation to the wearing of masks at demonstrations around the country, which we've witnessed far-right elements wearing masks at many demonstrations over the past number of weeks, and she's seeking some sort of clarity around that in terms of whether she can expedite measures in order to have that stamped out once and for all. One of the country's leading insurance providers said there's been a significant increase in fraud convictions. A leading insurance has seen a significant increase in fraud convictions this year after a report of dodgy personal injury claims to Gardaí. Aviva Insurance has also seen a 20% rise in the number of injury claims being withdrawn at the last minute after the company refused to settle any of the claims. Most bizarre story which emerged over the weekend, and when you mention the name Kennedy in relation to American politics, controversy doesn't seem to be too far behind. And if we look at what the newspapers are reporting about RFK Jr. this morning, the independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is once again firefighting a bizarre story. This is in relation to him coming out on X, formerly Twitter, talking about him dumping the carcass of a baby bear cub in the zoo in New York City Central Park a decade ago. Seemingly he's getting ahead of a story which is coming out in the New Yorker, which is probably going to be covering that and other stories relating to him. In the 3-minute clip that he posted, he claims he'd set out from the Big Apple in October 2014 to spend a weekend falconing with friends in upstate New York when he saw a motorist ahead of him knock down, kill the bear. He puts the bear cub into the boot. He contemplated skinning the bear and butchering the bear to leave the meat in its freezer, but he decided against it and he put it into Central Park instead. Most bizarre story. Going to hear a whole lot more about that. Irish urged not to travel to Israel and Lebanon as instability fears grow there. That was a warning issued by the Taoiseach Simon Harris yesterday to anybody, any Irish citizen in Israel or Lebanon, to get out as soon as possible, because it's only a matter of days from what we understand. And if you were to listen to the US Foreign Secretary Antony Blinken, he was more or less of the view that in the next 24 hours or so, we would see some sort of attack by Hezbollah or Hamas against Israel in light of what has been going over there in terms of targeting by Israel of high level Hamas operatives over the past number of months. Series of complaints sent to watchdog SIPO over Sinn Féin's financial accounts. This is the Standards in Public Office have received these complaints. A series of complaints have been lodged to SIPO about their financial accounts. The complaints raise questions about how Sinn Féin spends funding allocated to the party by the state and how it's accounted for by the party's accounts. SIPO's refusing to say if it fully investigated the allegations raised by a Fine Gael member and certified financial planner. Ireland is on course for 200 road deaths this year as two further fatalities over the weekend. We are on course to record 200 road deaths for the first time in almost 15 years, as fatalities so far this year have soared to 115, with two people dying in the first 4 days of the month. Road deaths in July were the worst for a decade, with road safety campaigners fearful that August, traditionally the deadliest month on Irish roads, will see the country surge towards its highest annual fatality rate since 2010. Irish far right were hosted by loyalist suspect in murders of five Catholics. Bizarre pictures over the weekend appeared on social media and the newspapers when we see members of the UDA and the tricolour being flown side by side and one entertaining the other in pubs over the weekend following those far-right marches in Belfast City, particularly in the south of the city. And activists who travelled to Belfast at the weekend, these are Irish far-right activists for anti-immigration protests, were hosted by a loyalist who was arrested in connection with the murder of five Catholics in a sectarian attack. The UDA man is described as suspect four in a police ombudsman report into the 1992 gun attack on Sean Graham's bookmakers. Five people ranging in age from 15 to 66 were murdered in that sectarian atrocity. Going to the Irish Times, warning of far greater cyber attack in the next 2 years or so. There's a far greater risk of significant cyber attacks in this country over the next 24 months than in previous times, the head of Ireland's National Cyber Security has said. The centre's director has warned the risks have multiplied and there's a significant heightened geopolitical risk happening. Markets tumble on a day of volatile trading, although there has been some recovery in those particular stocks by a couple of percent. This is off the back of fears of a recession in the United States following soft job numbers which were released there. It did not hit the expectations that many believed that they would. More than 900 drivers caught speeding over bank holiday weekend by Gardaí in the Times. Gardaí caught more than 900 speeding as part of their special bank holiday weekend crackdown. Up to yesterday afternoon, 127 motorists were arrested for driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs since the operation began on Thursday morning. And today is Tuesday, so that still runs until tomorrow, that particular campaign by the Gardaí. Irish Examiner, Irish citizens again told not to travel to Israel or Lebanon and get out as soon as possible. Irish far-right forges neo-Nazi links. Irish anti-immigration agitators collaborated with groups now deemed international terrorist organisations and prominent neo-Nazis in transnational movements that may be funnelling increasing money to Ireland's far-right. 488 inquiries into baby deaths or injuries since 2020. The HSE has carried out reviews into almost 500 baby deaths and birth-related brain injuries over the past 4 years. A large number of the reviews focused on stillborn babies. Moving to the Daily Mail this morning, fury over Elon Musk's claims on riots. Social media firms accused of giving platform of hate as Gardaí fear far-right loyalists will travel to Dublin for protests. I think I read a tweet from Elon Musk over the weekend where he was talking about Ireland, or not Ireland, but Europe is on the precipice of civil war. I think one of the papers may have picked up on that. Global market crash set to halt Irish tech sector expansion. Again, looking at what has happened over in the United States in the past 24 hours or so. Soup and shake diet helps one in three sufferers combat diabetes. A third of type 2 diabetes sufferers went into remission after following a soup and shake diet, a major new study has found. That's how your papers are looking this morning.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance nationwide. Insurance, financial planning solutions and personal